This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stacio. Big news of the UNC Board of Governors meeting today in Chapel Hill. ECU trustee Phil Lewis resigned this morning during a special session of the System Board of Governors. Board members also voted to censure fellow ECU trustee Robert Moore, and that prevents him from voting until September. These two ECU trustees allegedly tried to bribe a student to run for student body president to give themselves a majority on a divided trustee board. The student recorded the conversation. It includes tape of Lewis and Moore promising a professional campaign manager and money if the student decided to run. WUNC education reporter Liz Schlemmer joins us now from today's special session. Welcome back, Liz.
Hi, Frank.
Let's recap this briefly. Tell us what happened between these two ECU trustees and the student that they are heard offering these gifts if she'll run for president.
Right. I just got back from that Board of Governors meeting where the student, Shelby Hudson, was also there. She was actually sitting next to me. She spoke for just 2 minutes describing that conversation that they had reached out to her on Facebook to have this meeting and offered her financial help as well as help with her campaign to potentially run for student body president. The context of this is that that is a voting member of the ECU Board of Trustees, and they've been split 7-6 on a lot of votes ever since the latest board members were brought on. And this student, Shelby Hudson, was friends with a former ECU trustee, reached out to him and to decide how to proceed with this. And she ended up recording this meeting on her cell phone, so had audio evidence that they had essentially attempted to bribe her. And this was brought before the Board of Governors by a complaint from the ECU Board of Trustees chair. So there was a lot of concern about this infighting, about the fact that the trustee had brought this directly to the Board of Governors. But also underlying all of this is just simply the fact that they had committed ethics violations. And that was really what this hearing was about, whether or not to remove Lewis. There was also discussion about Moore, but the votes today were really about whether to remove Lewis, who then submitted his resignation, which the board accepted, and they censured Robbie Moore, who was an accomplice in this.
All right. On Wednesday's Board of Governors Governance Committee met to question those involved. What happened after that committee meeting?
They voted not to take any action, meaning that they voted not to make a recommendation either way, that they were essentially punting this over to the full board to have this discussion now and to make the vote today.
All right. So they made this vote. And again, the tape is available. We've heard the tape. We can hear the transaction. We can hear the offers. We can also hear both of these men understood that it needed to be kept quiet. So they knew this thing was wrong, telling Shelby not to tell anybody about it. She was there today, the student who was bribed to run for student government president. What did she have to say?
She just kind of went through the meeting, described how they had reached out to her. She actually got cut off about two-thirds of the way through what she had planned to say because they were only giving 2 minutes for all non-voting members to speak. I think another thing that's notable is the support that was shown for her. Governor Marty Kotus thanked her for stepping up. There were many other students in the audience from ECU and from student governments across the UNC system who put together a petition calling for the removal of Lewis and Moore. And I saw some of those students walk up to her, too, and thank her for speaking up about it.
Both Lewis and Moore were involved in this. Both were at the meeting. Both are on the tape. Why the resignation of Lewis and only censure for Moore?
Well,
Did the governors talk about this at all?
They didn't. They talked about the reasons that Moore committed specific ethics violations. So it was mostly Lewis speaking on the tape. And Kotus, when he was going through the motion to remove Lewis, cited specific ethics violations at different points in that transcript based on specific things that Lewis was saying to the student.
So it's
they didn't have yeah, yeah they
so
didn't
the particulars
have
the... who said what and when are particularly violations or not, and that accounted for the difference. And the fact is that Lewis resigned and never really faced the question of whether he would be removed or censured.
Yeah, and I think some of us in the audience were wondering whether that was just the first motion and there was going to be another one. Certainly the students were calling for removal of both, but they instead, you know, made the motion and voted to censure Moore instead.
All right, and you had to leave the meeting to do this. What was happening as you left?
I actually left right at the very end of the meeting. So they had accepted the resignation. They had voted on the censure. They adjourned, and I hopped right out and got here. And I could see a lot of people, you know, talking to Shelby, talking to the trustees. And then there was this sense, too, of this is not over. And Chair Ramsey said that this is not over. The Board of Governors is going to be talking about this again at their next meeting. He particularly brought up issues about the dysfunction on the board and that this was not merely about this specific ethics violation, but that it's a breach in trust with the university.
Yeah, the dysfunction at the ECU board.
Yes.
Talking to Liz Schlemmer, WUNC education reporter. We're going to come back and talk some more on the state of things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Stay tuned.